Chucky Farley.
Mike Papa.
And Lindy.
And welcome back to another episode of We're Sorry Did We Offend You. So, I'm going to start it off today. I'm going to start the show off. First of all, since Joe Biden and his cabinet and his administration can't seem to say the girl's name, I'm going to say it, Lakin Riley. This girl did nothing to nobody. Was a student at the University of Georgia.
Nursing school.
22 years old. Murdered by a Venezuelan fucking immigrant. And I'm not going to call... Joe wants us to call them newcomers or whatever. Fuck that, Joe.
Well, the technical legal term is illegal alien.
Yeah, but they don't want to use that term anymore.
Yeah, because it's all about the language police and political correctness, you know. Mm-hmm. But the legal definition, according to U.S. law, is illegal alien.
Right.
Then they changed it to, undocumented migrants. Then just migrants. Now newcomers. Right. No, you can call it whatever you want. You can call them fucking rainbow babies.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, he came here illegally during Joe Biden's tenure, was released by ICE, was arrested by New York.
Yeah,
was
released by New York, went to Georgia.
To a sanctuary city,
mm-hmm.
Murdered a girl.
Got hired somehow.
No, his brother got hired with a fake green card.
He was working at the University of Georgia. That's where he saw her. He was working in the cafeteria.
I thought that was his brother that was working in the cafeteria.
What I read was it was him that was working in the cafeteria. Mm-hmm. Saw her, got some asphyxiate, with her, followed her around, and then found a perfect time, raped and killed her.
I heard that she also called 911 and they didn't get to her.
In time, yeah. They won't release that 911 call. So, did you see the...
The memorial for him?
No.
Yeah, the memorial right there.
Yeah, so I want you... Here's the news media talking about her...
Spit it out.
I can't think of the name. What do you call him?
It was the memorial. It was.
Yeah. So, here's the news people are talking about. Listen.
Catch up with your friends and strive to be the type of person that Lakin was.
Monday, hundreds of students gathered in Athens to support Lakin's Alpha Chi Omega sorority sisters as they tried to process the unthinkable.
Catch up with...
Hundreds.
But if you go to this video...
Oh, that's
a lot more. That's not hundreds.
It's only hundreds.
The other thing is... Joe Biden has not said her name and has not contacted the family.
No, but
Trump has.
Trump's contacted their family and everything else.
So, and he's mentioned her by name.
Mm-hmm.
He pretty much called out Biden, said Biden won't say her name. So we'll see if Biden actually says it now because he got called out by Trump.
Right.
But did you see the press conference with the mayor of Athens the other day?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah.
The hecklers?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was amazing. Let me see.
Said, fuck you. You're fired.
Yeah.
So, nobody asked for this. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Who voted for this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. They actually escorted this one guy out. But I thought we had free speech in America, especially when it came time to talking to our elected officials.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently not. Here's the mayor of Athens telling us we must respect the dignity, and then he tries it. Oh, yeah, you got it.
Remember, the dynamic of humanity is the expectation of human dignity. While 2019 was not that long ago, you might remember the dynamic we were living in the late teens in this country, where you had the President of the United States speaking in the most vile terms about people who were foreign born. And you had that notion metastasizing in places like Charlottesville.
This is invasion. When I was younger, I was a criminal. And you know what I thought about doing? Crossing the border to Mexico to get away from my crimes.
Son, I'm going to ask you to leave.
Jesus Christ, he saved me, and I no longer live that lawless life. But you do.
Son, I'm going to ask you to leave.
Mayor.
I'd be glad to schedule some time with you. You'd like some individual time.
Yeah, I'd like to spend some time with you.
Let's do that.
No.
Sorry.
Are you going to resolution? Is that that still in place? Does that get the impression this is a sanctuary city? What? No, you can't call it that under Georgia law.
What we wish to do is dignify everybody's humanity. There's nothing in that resolution.
No, no, no. That's not the law. You cannot uphold the law, not your feelings or nor your opinion. No, sir. You're talking BS to us right now.
I need to answer one question at a time.
Right here, sir.
So they're gonna escort this guy out, but the whole press conference, these people are heckling him, liar, liar. He made a claim that he never made Athens, Georgia, a sanctuary city.
Right.
However, boy, the internet is forever. I think this is 2019.
The term sanctuary city doesn't have a sole legal or procedural definition. You can look in Georgia statute, and you can find a clear definition for a unified government. You can look in contractual language, and you can find out exactly what it means to be an SEC institution. Sanctuary city doesn't track with either of those. And so, that term means different things to different people depending on the context of the discussion.
That dude's a snake, and they're calling for him to resign. They're calling for the police chief who vowed not to cooperate with ICE to resign.
Yeah, and they all should.
So it's like, there's a reason the illegals keep going to these cities that are designated sanctuary cities.
Because
they can get away with these crimes, get released. Just like that, one of the dudes, Venezuelans, that beat up the cops in New York. The Alvin Bragg not pressing charges. The guy who was flipping off the cameras. Yeah, no charge.
Which one? There was two of them that were flipping off the camera.
The one that was like
double barreling.
Yeah, double barreling it. Yeah, no charges.
Really? Even though it's on video,
no charges.
Well, and what's his reasoning behind it?
I didn't read the article. I just saw the headline. Let's see if we can pull it up. But yeah, it just came out. Was it yesterday? That Alvin Bragg is not pressing charges. Let's see. Bonda. They say he was found not to have been involved, whatever. And but yeah, while you're distracted, Manhattan dropped all charges against Johan Boda, who was arrested for the attack at NYPD. And these people are saying that he was not involved. Well, I'm sure he was involved because it's on camera.
Well, yeah. So while you're looking for that?
I found it. Oh, okay. There's not linked to an article.
Oh, okay. I ain't going to play this clip because it's like 9 fucking minutes long. But this Texas Democrat, Veronica Escobar, co-chair, she's co-chair rep of the Biden campaign. She's on CNN, CNN, and this is what she said. She says, look, every human being from the president to the members of Congress to every American mourns the loss of anyone, and we need to see justice prevail. Criminals prosecuted, but there's always a fucking but. But, as you mentioned, the fact that of the matter is, immigrants commit crimes at less significant rates than native-born Americans. First of all, it's because there's fucking less of them. But if you take it and then you put a percentage behind the population, it's higher. And then the violent crimes are even higher than that.
Right.
Because these guys come from a fucking third-world country where the cops couldn't fucking find their ass from a hole in the ground.
Right, so they're used to violence. They're used to getting away with it. Yeah. And then here, if they really commit act of violence, who knows what alias they're using, how many aliases they have. Not only that, but the fact that they'll just go down to Mexico or some other back Central American country to escape. Or like the guys in New York, they'll just go to California, use different identities, and boom, they're gone.
Right, and here's the thing. Like, this guy better not get deported.
No, you know, he needs to do prison time first.
He needs it first? Well, for what he did, he never needs to see the light of day again.
But once again, not our state, but you never know.
Right.
I mean, that's what I said.
But
most illegals that are in U.S. prisons, state prisons, when they get released, they should be turned over to ICE for deportation.
But you deport him, he's coming right fucking back. You know that. My thing is, if one of these fucking, I dare one of these fucking liberal judges to release this fucking clown. I fucking dare you, because I got some vacation time to burn. and to me, this guy needs to be fucking strung up behind a fucking car and drug down a fucking gravel road at a high rate of fucking speed.
Oh, speaking of executions, Did you hear, what state was it that tried to do a execution the other day and they botched it?
Really?
The lethal injection and it didn't kill the guy?
So what'd it do to him?
I don't know. They took him back to a cell. But I'm like, dude, to me, if I was, I mean, okay, devil's advocate here. Mm-hmm. If you get a death warrant, you sentence me to die. Mm-hmm. You do it, and you cannot do it successfully. Mm-hmm. You executed the warrant. You just failed. I'm free. I've already committed.
No, that is the way the law, I think, is supposed to be written.
But no, they're gonna redo the death warrant and try a different way. I think it's Utah, and I think they have, or is it Idaho? They tried lethal injection, but mm-hmm. they recently just passed the firing squad again. Mm-hmm. So they might put him. I said, just shoot him, hang him,
dude.
Bring back hanging,
I told you my theory on hanging, because back in the cowboy days, that's how they fucking killed everybody. But sometimes it didn't work. Sometimes it just broke their neck or whatever, and then they're walking around crippled for the rest of their lives.
Not really walking at that point.
I'm saying, if you're going to hang somebody, fucking drop them far so their head just pops right off. Bring the guillotine back, for crying out loud. That does it every fucking time. That never fails.
This is dull.
And rusty. Ew. That would hurt.
But even hang them. Just leave them there till they're dead. But the thing is, they need to bring back something that's like, okay, that looks, you know, we're too touchy-feely society, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, sorry. It's not supposed to be fun, not supposed to be pretty.
Mm-hmm.
This is the penalty, and you're fucked.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah, that's, like you said, we're not too touchy-feely, but so there's part of society this, and it's time to, like, just fuck your feelings, man.
Yeah.
You know, just, I was thinking about this the other day. It's like, Democrats get all fucking bent if you don't think the same way they do, right?
Or use their pronouns.
Well, yeah, I think that's what started it was like, I think what started it was that, the Twitter fucking rule that came out where they could ban you now if people bitch because you misgender them or you don't use their fucking, you dead name them.
Challenge accepted.
Exactly. You dead name them, you don't use their fucking proper pronouns. First of all, well, you were playing, weren't you playing, you were showing me that video of that fucking,
The Space Force Lieutenant Colonel.
Didn't she say something about pronouns in her speech?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saying that, you know, people need to respect their pronouns and, no.
Yeah.
No. You cannot demand me to play along with your fucking mental illness.
Right, and I can't remember where I read it. Somebody said something about, even if you believe in it or not, you need to put your pronouns in your fucking, like, email signature.
Yeah, no, stuff. I don't.
No, yeah, no, I don't. I don't have to do it. I don't have to play your fucking game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Sorry, not sorry, actually, because I don't care.
Yeah. If I mispronoun you, tough shit. Deal with it. Yeah. Go cry in a corner somewhere, so if that makes you feel better.
To quote Candace Owens,
mm-hmm.
life's tough, get a helmet.
No, seriously. I mean, tell them to go fucking cry in a corner or something, because I'm not playing that fucking game. And if you start yelling at me because I I'm going to fucking backhand you. Man, especially if you're a woman and you pretend to be a man, it's on. It's fucking on. And if you're a man and you pretend to be a woman, it's on. So
I don't give a shit no more. Equal rights, equity.
Yeah, exactly. Any way you look at it, there's a man involved in there somehow.
It's equity.
So it's on.
I'm going to give you some equity, motherfucker.
What the?
Are you pulling up some news articles here?
I was looking for some stuff.
Yeah, I saw. I didn't watch that whole clip of that Lieutenant Colonel, but it was like, was it as soon as Black History Month ended, March 1st was Transgender International Day of Visibility, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, because they have all this new shit. Mm-hmm. And
it was Black History Month. Now it's like Women's History Month. Sorry, Lindy, but I'm not doing anything to celebrate that fucking thing.
So here's on X. Someone posted an account called End Wokeness.
Mm-hmm.
It says, after watching this lecture about pronoun inclusivity, I have zero clue why military recruitment is at an all-time low. I wonder why.
Well, did you hear Matt Gaetz ask the what's his name, the black dude?
Oh,
Austin.
Yeah.
If he was gonna let the all the people, you know, he goes, well, you're here begging for forgiveness because of your cancer treatment, and you didn't let anybody know and stuff. And so you're here asking for forgiveness. He goes, are you going to forgive any of the 8,600 soldiers that you let go because they didn't want to take the vaccine?
Nope.
He goes, nope.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, because he was talking about, you know, you wanted to keep this private because your medical history is a personal thing. He goes,
right.
It's a personal choice.
Right.
He goes, these soldiers chose not to take an experimental vaccine, and you kick them out. You're going to give them back pay, bring them back? He goes, no, I'm not. All right, well, then fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Mace went off on it. Did you see her questioning?
Uh-uh.
Basically said, called him AWOL. Really? He didn't let his staff know. He didn't let the commander and his boss know. He didn't let anybody know that he was diagnosed with cancer, that he had scheduled a surgery. During the surgery, they used full anesthesia, so he's incapacitated, unable to do his job, and he told nobody.
Nobody.
So he was absent from his post without leave, right? Without a right. status.
Right.
And, you know, what's the penalty for AWOL, you know, for someone in the military?
You would know.
It's usually a general discharge. So, you know, if not, they bust them down in rank. All right, dude, that means you're no longer SecDef.
Yeah.
You need to remove yourself from the position or get fired.
Right.
You know, because right now it looks like the Senate has lost confidence in him. Or Congress has.
Yeah.
So. Anyway.
Anyway, so. Yeah. Another thing that happened this week that was in the news was Trump and Biden both showed up at the border at the fucking same time. Different places, of course.
It would have been awesome in the same city.
But you know where Biden showed up, they fucking cleared out the fucking...
Well, so where Biden showed up in the last...
That was like...
month, they've had like 20 illegal crossings, whereas where Trump showed up in the last month, they've had like 1,500, you know?
Right. Well, okay, did you... This is where Trump showed up. Okay. Listen to this guy from the National Guard.
We do this in depth. We have boats on the river, as you can see. We have drones in the sky. We have a radar truck right over there that can track 300 targets at once. And if they get to the shore, as everyone has just said, they're going to meet miles and miles of barrier. And if they get through the barrier, they're going to meet thousands of Texas soldiers and thousands of DPS troopers who are going to arrest them. So if you are around the world contemplating coming to do an illegal entry into the United States of America, you need to think twice about that. Go somewhere else, or don't even begin your journey, because if you get through that wire, we're going to arrest you.
That's where Trump was.
Right.
And then Biden, there.
Biden's walking with like four people in Mayorkas, shuffling along.
Yeah, basically holding them up.
Yeah.
Upright. He's got to hold on to the guy.
Yeah. It's fucking stupid. And then, of course, as soon as Biden left, you know, the one boat that they had in the river, they put on the trailer and towed away somewhere else.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, it's just like, remember when Kamala went to the...
El Paso and they cleaned up the facility.
Yeah, I was listening to the radio today and the guy called in that worked there and said, yeah, they came in and they bust everybody. They got rid of everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, they took them someplace. It's all a fucking show for these guys.
Right.
You know, he went to East Palestine last week. Show.
Yeah.
Finally goes to the border.
Show.
It's all for votes. And if you're that stupid that you, hey, congratulations, Joe, you're a good president. Get out of the country, because we can't really have you here. You bring down the fucking test scores.
Well, I do know that CNN covered Biden, but they didn't say a word about Trump.
Well, yeah.
And then MSN didn't covering it at all.
No, they won't cover. They won't cover Trump at all. And they're going to get themselves in trouble somehow because of this. You have to do kind of thing.
What I'm trying to say here, though, is they're only covering the Democrat side. They're not covering the whole picture. So the people that are watching it are seeing, oh, see, he went.
Yeah.
They're not getting the other side. Well, Trump went, too, and did you see what Trump did? And are they posting about all the retired vets in California who are going and protecting the border?
No.
I haven't heard about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bunch of retired vets are going down and to the border and rebuilding up the wires and all of that, so the fencing, and trying to protect it.
That's what we need to do here. We need to get a bunch of people down and start protecting our fucking border. And I dare Katie Hobbs to fucking do anything.
She's already in Mexico, or she was.
So here's the thing, though. So some federal judge in Texas, you know how... Texas had that state law where they said we can arrest you if you're in the state illegally, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Texas put on some federal judge said, nope, that's illegal, unconstitutional, you can't do that, it's a federal job's responsibility. So my question is this. All these cities became sanctuary cities, refused to cooperate with federal government, with ICE, to turn over detainees, right?
Uh-huh.
So you can ignore federal law when it pertains you to protecting illegals, but you cannot... create a law when the federal government is failing to do its job, so you can't protect your own border. I think the state of Texas needs to ignore them, because obviously the federal government ignores, like Joe Biden, ignores the Supreme Court and does what he wants with student loan forgiveness.
Right.
People, they ignore whatever, they do whatever the hell they want. So why can't the states? Fuck you. Fuck you, federal government. You know, if you can ignore laws and only enforce the laws you want to enforce, instead of enforcing all of the laws,
right?
Then, fuck you. We can enforce the laws or obey the laws that we want to obey and ignore the rest. The federal government set precedents.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
So, well, and I think she was asked about how come, you know, you said you were going to cut down the wire in Texas. Mm-hmm. And then you didn't do anything. What's going on with that?
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't come up with an answer. So the federal government did a flex, and Texas went, oh, yeah?
Here you go.
Yeah.
And then they backed the fuck down.
That's because they said they were going to do it, and then Texas put more wire up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and then they're doing exactly what they're doing everywhere else.
And then you had Kristi Noem from South Dakota saying,
she's already sent.
Well, yeah, she said, I'm going to put razor wire in the back of my own truck and drive it down there.
Yeah.
She sent a lot of
sent troops down. She sent supplies down. So has a lot of other states.
DeSantis, I think, has sent, Florida sent troops.
So did Arkansas.
Good for them.
Yeah, it's like, everybody's like, hey, Biden, you remember the Mexicans guys or the Venezuelan guys getting out of prison? Bad, double barrel. I don't know what to do.
It's not him, though. It's his advisors. It's Obama. It's, it's all the hardcore Democrat advisors that came from the Obama administration into his.
Right.
He's not leading shit, dude.
No, he thinks he is.
Yeah.
Did you see this? He met with...
Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers, they went and had ice cream or whatever.
I heard about it. I didn't watch it.
Okay. So listen to this, and I'm going to play a clip from Trump. So here's what he says on the Seth Meyers, because apparently he was on the show.
Concern for American voters. How do you address that concern going forward as you come up to the 2024 election?
Well, a couple of things. Number one, you got to take a look at the other guy. He's about as old as I am, but he can't remember his wife's name.
Yeah.
And, number one. Number two, it's about how old your ideas are. Look, I mean, this is a guy who wants to take us back. He wants to take us back on Roe v. Wade. He wants to take us back on a whole range of issues that are 50, 60 years, they've been solid American positions. And I really mean this sincerely. I think it's about the future. And every single thing we've done, I think we've got some good things done. Everything, and they told us we couldn't get them done because things were so divided. But I think everything we've gotten done, he's this friendly state he wants to do away with if he gets elected. And I really think his views on where to take America are older than... Anyway, I don't want to get going.
You talked about bipartisanship and that you could actually work across the aisle when you ran in 2020.
And you didn't do it. Okay. So listen to what Trump said. So you caught that part about...
Fly.
Well, oh. I thought you were... you caught that part about...
Didn't know his wife's name or...
Yeah. So...
But he wasn't even talking to his wife. He was talking to the couple.
I'm going to play that right now. Listen to this.
Radical left Democrats are at it again. They're constantly making up stories about me because their candidate is a mental and physical basket case. There's never been anything like it. He's also the worst president in the history of our country. He went on a very poorly rated show last night, and he talked about Donald Trump and his wife. I don't know the name of my wife. He was referring to the fact that at CPAC, where I had a sold-out speech, the biggest audience they've had in years, I think maybe ever, I made the statement that Melania was very popular because when I mentioned her name, the audience went wild. I then looked at the two people, man and wife, Matt and Mercedes Schlapp, and I said, wow, they really like the first lady. So this got taken as the fact that I thought Mercedes was the first lady. It has nothing to do with that. These people are really dishonest. They are absolutely something. They have a horrible candidate who's a horrible president. They make up things constantly. You take a look at when I use Barack Hussein Obama and I interject him into where it's supposed to be Biden, and I do it purposely for comedic reasons and for sarcasm, because a lot of people say that Obama's running.
God damn it.
You scrolled up.
I didn't do anything.
Country, not
I
Biden,
didn't
because
anything.
He's sleeping all the time. They say, oh, I don't know the name of the president. Or when I imitate this guy getting off a stage, what they do is they say, oh, he had trouble getting off a stage. I have no trouble getting off a stage. Anybody that watches what I do at rallies would say, wow, that's amazing. He can go 2 hours without a teleprompter, not making even a little mistake. Very few people, maybe almost nobody, can do what I do. So here's the story. The disinformation of the Democrats is unbelievable. They do it because they have a horrible candidate. Don't associate me with the mental midget that you portray, because I want to tell you, he should not be leading this country. And hopefully, on November 5th, he's not going to be. We're going to have a big election, we're going to have a big victory, and we're going to make America great again. Thank you.
Mental midget. That's the truth, too, though.
He is, too. Dude, seriously.
But, you know, everyone says if you follow Trump, you're in a cult. You know, of all the candidates right now,
mm-hmm.
Trump is the one that I personally believe can at least get the country, not back to where it used to be,
mm-hmm.
but at least on the right path. But we need to keep, because he has ideas and policies
mm-hmm.
that put us first,
right?
That have spending responsibly. You know, I think he was sabotaged from within last time. The people that he brought in were rhinos and were connected
right.
to the deep state. I honestly want him to come in and burn the motherfucker down. You know?
Uh-huh.
I really don't care if it sets politics back
right.
30, 40 years.
I know.
Because 30, 40 years ago, you could actually have conversations with across the aisle, have...
I would say 40 years ago, back when Reagan was president,
right.
was like the last time the government was
functioning.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you can have policy disagreements, but you got to work across the aisle and you got to make concessions both sides.
Yeah.
But somewhere along in that line, you know, back in the 70s, 80s,
90s,
it became the Uniparty
and
the lobbyists.
It started with Clinton. It started with Clinton because Hillary got in his fucking head. Because if you remember, back in the, I mean, Bill Clinton was totally against illegal immigration.
Yeah. Yeah, he had speeches on his State of the Union.
Yeah, totally against illegal immigration. I think Obama was against illegal immigration. Not so much, but not as much as Bill, but it was in there. But Hillary somehow fucked the whole goddamn system up. And because remember, she was a nobody. I mean, seriously, she was nobody. Then all of a sudden, she got a whiff of politics. And all of a sudden, I want to be the senator of New York, and I want to be this. And she wanted Bill to give her fucking jobs to do, and
who's... She worked for somebody as a young lawyer out of college and got kicked off of their campaign because she was too radical. I'm trying to remember who it was. I don't know. I remember seeing something. We'll look it up on the break.
Okay.
But
yeah. And then, yeah, I think it's more in the 90s. That's when, and then it really, really kicked in with Junior, George Bush Jr., where basically the weapons of mass destruction bullshit that came out about Iraq and everything, just so he could go finish daddy's little war with Iraq. Because they never got, what's his name?
Who?
Hussein. Saddam Hussein. So that's why they went in, you know, so we had 9/11 happen, and this gave them the reason to do this. And if you remember correctly, back in 2001, the country financially wasn't doing very well. And what creates money? What generates wars?
War.
Yeah, war. So Mike got sent to Baghdad under false pretense.
Damn it.
Of course, Baghdad Bob's like, they're not here. As they go rolling in behind them.
We're in the background. Hi, we're here.
Waving there. Dude, that was when CNN actually did news. And it was the funniest fucking thing you ever fucking saw on TV. It was great.
I didn't get to see
that.
It.
Dude, that was must-see TV. Dude, seriously. I should probably just see if I can find that.
Yeah, I didn't get to see it.
Yeah.
Of course, I was there.
Yeah, you were there.
I think the day that... Because that was the day they toppled that Saddam statue, right?
I don't know. They toppled a bunch of Saddam statues.
Well, and I think that was one in Baghdad when he was saying, they're not here. That was the first day they get in there. And,
yeah.
I think when that happened, I was actually... We're at this...
pulling on the rope. No. Because Americans brought a tank in here and helped them pull it down.
So what that was, it wasn't a tank. It was an armor recovery vehicle. So it's like a tow truck for tanks, right? But when that happened, that day that happened, I was on the edge of Baghdad at this LSA Dogwood is what we, you know, that was the base's name was Dogwood.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of on the southwestern edge of Baghdad.
Right.
And we were doing prisoners of war. So as the 3rd Infantry Division, the guys you saw pulling the statue down, were going in and capturing people.
Right.
They would bring them back to us for processing.
Nice.
But so, you know, when all the looters were burning everything,
uh-huh.
you know, so we could see all the smoke from Baghdad, everything burning. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting time.
Dude, looting, I'll have to look it up on the break.
But
yep. That reminded me of something I saw. And I might have the clip, it might be these two jerk offs right here.
So Hillary Clinton mm-hmm. was fired from the Watergate investigation. She was a young lawyer, right? Now you look at the internet now says, oh no, she was not fired. There were just people who were let go because of staffing issues. I believe she was let go because she was too fucking radical. Mm-hmm. But she was on the Democrat. She was a young lawyer investigating work for the Watergate investigation of uh-huh. Nixon.
Okay, so think about Watergate now for a second. And then think
compared
about,
to what's going on now?
Yeah, Watergate, exactly.
Watergate's a joke.
That's like kindergarten shit.
The shit they got going on now that they've done, especially with election, the fraud,
uh-huh.
the weaponization of the government against your political enemies,
uh-huh.
you know, they're all talking about, oh, this, if Trump comes back in, he's going to, you know, be a dictator. No, look, you need to look in the mirror right now.
No, they're all worried about their own asses. Really.
Yeah, because if he comes in, I'm telling you, the whole system is burned to the ground to include these propagandist media.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, a true journalist
mm-hmm.
is going to just report the facts,
mm-hmm.
regardless of who, left, right, center, they're going to report the facts based off of what they find. They're going to have independent sources, but they should have multiple sources to collaborate the information.
Yeah.
Catherine Herridge, CBS, formerly of Fox. You heard what's going on with her right now.
Yeah. She got fired. They took all her records or her stories. She's getting fined for something.
$800 a day for contempt of court because she's supposed to reveal sources on this one thing, and she's refusing to reveal.
The one thing?
The fact is like a government source talking about the FBI investigating someone connected to the Chinese government at the University of Virginia, and this guy's suing, but they're all connected to all these politicians in D.C., so I have a feeling that all of it, the firing, the taking of her records, the contempt of court, this is all to find out who the confidential source is on the inside of the government.
Right.
And she's refusing to give up her sources, which she shouldn't give up her sources.
No, because there's ain't there laws against that?
Well, it's not only that. Well, yeah, but see, it's supposed to be the freedom of the press to cover for that, because how do you hold the government accountable? And how do you get someone to come in and give you information if you're going to be named?
Right. Well, that's the whole thing. Remember, with the Trump thing, we have a whistleblower.
I could be anonymous.
Yeah.
No.
And then it got out who he was, and they fucking lost their fucking minds. Remember?
Well, because it was a CIA person who's in the White House.
Yeah.
Who's not really a whistleblower. They just didn't like the policies. Mm-hmm. Because what Trump did wasn't illegal.
No, I know, but now all of a sudden, Republicans have whistleblowers all over the fucking place, and the very next day, their name is plastered everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
Well, now they got Steve Baker from Blaze TV.
Oh, yeah, the reporter.
Yeah. And he was arrested. He's posted bond, but he was shackled for four misdemeanors.
Right, but but that was a J6 thing. But we're talking about.
It's still they're.
I know they're after the press.
Yeah.
If you're not on their side,
if you're not pushing their narrative,
yeah.
You know, exactly, because there was that guy from BLM in Denver who claimed to be a press or media or whatever.
Right.
Wearing Trump outfit, but they said. Oh, right. Nobody from Antifa or BLM was wearing Trump gear.
Oh, no,
but
not at all.
The guy from Blaze walked in. He didn't crawl through a window. He was reporting. He wasn't, he was recording things. Uh-huh. He wasn't doing any of this.
Uh-huh.
A reporter from the New York Times or the Washington Post, one of the two, crawled through a window and has not been arrested, has not been charged.
Yeah. Well, look at the BLM guy that he got arrested, then they released him.
Yeah. So Lindy's right. So why is it selective prosecution for one reporter to be prosecuted?
Okay, so it was these two little fucktards. So since we're talking about this, listen to the...
Mika?
Well, no. The guys they're going to interview. Listen, they're talking about rural white voters.
Yeah.
And how they're going to destroy democracy. They got a book out, right? I want you to listen to what they say.
Joining us now, Professor of Political Science at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, Tom Schaller, and journalist and opinion writer Paul Waldman. Their new book, out tomorrow, is entitled White Rural Rage, The Threat to American Democracy.
Ooh.
And Tom, we'll start with you. Why are white rural voters a threat to democracy at this point? You would think, as we pointed out, looking at Joe Biden's background and Donald Trump's, that the opposite would be true.
I mean, we lay out the fourfold interconnected threat that white rural voters pose to the country. First of all, and we show 30 polls and national studies to demonstrate this, so we provide the receipts in Chapter 6. They're the most racist, xenophobic, anti-immigrant, and anti-gay geodemographic group in the country. Second, they're the most conspiracist group. QAnon support and subscribers, election denialism, COVID denialism and scientific skepticism, Obama birtherism. Third, anti-democratic sentiments. They don't believe in an independent press, free speech. They're most likely to say the president should be able to act unilaterally without any checks from Congress or the courts or their bureaucracy. They're also the most strongly white nationalist and white Christian nationalist. And fourth, they are most likely to excuse or justify violence as an acceptable alternative to peaceful public discourse.
So you mentioned a lot of negative factors.
Okay, now, there are two things in there, seriously, that this guy said. basically, he basically said that they're violent protesters, right? And they're gonna overlook peaceful protesting.
BLM?
Yeah, wasn't it mostly? I mean, we understand it was mostly peaceful, but we saw it on the news.
The Summer of Love.
Yeah. When they're burning shit down.
All right, so they're racist, they're xenophobic, they're anti-immigrant. No, okay, so let's break that down. We don't have a White History Month. We have Black History Month, and you can't do shit during Black History Month because you're not black.
And apparently, it's not Black History Month anymore. It's Black Entitlement Month now, because they want you to start fucking handing them shit.
Yeah. So, xenophobic, no. Anti-immigrant. No, we're not anti-immigrant. We're anti-illegal immigrant. Mm-hmm. Right? Come here the right way. Come here through the process. We'll welcome you with open arms.
Do it right.
White nationalist. So the white Christian. This goes back to the chick. I think we played it last week. Blamed.
Yeah, you know she had to apologize too.
Did she?
Yeah. Some of the religious groups went after her, and she had to fucking back down on that statement.
Well, you know, this country was founded on Christian values,
mm-hmm.
and our rights do come from God, not from a government, not from a politician.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, but these guys, yeah, I bet you money those two were fucking stroking each other in the back room. That's why they're fucking gay Peter Puffers, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah.
You know, but I don't care. If you want to do that, that's fine. But don't call me anti-gay or anti-whatever, because I don't agree with your lifestyle.
But you're not rural. You're an urban guy. But these are, we're talking about Iowa farmers. They're like, you know, Kansas farmers.
Kansas, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Right?
People, the guys that built this fucking country. This country.
Guys that fucking out farming every day to put the food on your fucking table.
Yeah, they don't have days off. You know, they work every fucking, they don't have holidays. They don't have all this shit that you guys have. They're out there busting their humps every fucking day so you can have a piece of fucking bread, and here you are ripping on them because.
After the break, we got to talk Letitia James, because you talk about farmers and shit.
Mm-hmm.
We'll remind you about
Fannie Willis and her fucking DEI test that she made her people take.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
We'll talk about it.
But we'll talk about Letitia James, too, because, you know, she went after Trump. She went after the NRA. She's going after one more. You heard about this, right?
No.
Cattle Association, largest cattle association, beef producer.
Why? Okay, let's talk about it after break. We need beer. I need beer. I'm out.
But
we're gonna stop the broadcast. We'll be right back. You won't even miss us.
It'll be a blink of an eye.
But it'll be longer because we've got to look some shit up. All right. See ya. Yeah, we're back. See, we got supplies. You didn't even miss us and everything. And Mike was talking about Letitia James.
Okay, so.
Letitia.
Pain in the ass. All right, so she sued the NRA. She sued Trump.
Uh-huh.
Bullshit. She's basically targeting people to go for political motivation, using her office as a weapon. So now, JBS USA, the largest beef producer in the country, right?
Right.
She has filed a suit against JBS USA because it does not have a, quote, viable plan to achieve net zero by 2040.
Okay. First of all, you can't ever go to net zero. That's never gonna fucking happen.
Right.
But
so she's filing lawsuits now based on a political agenda, not on a crime they've actually committed.
Right.
Because she got away with it with Trump and the NRA so far, and nobody's called her out.
She hasn't gotten away with it yet with Trump. Well, Trump's already filed his.
He has filed an appeal.
Yeah.
But the thing is, there's no national pushback on what she's done. She's getting away with it, right? She's like, until she gets her ass handed to her in the appellate courts.
Mm-hmm. Well, as long as she gets to handpick her fucking judges.
Exactly, that's the problem.
Yeah.
And so, anyways, she is one of these radical leftist judges using what they call the new term lawfare. That type of shit is, you know, why when you look at Twitter, the term civil war is now trending.
Again. No, it's gonna happen. And it's not gonna be like the last civil war. It's gonna start and it's gonna be over like really fast. Trust me.
Well, yeah, because it's not really an army versus army.
Yeah, it's like an army versus a bunch of fairies.
There are a lot of leftists out there that seem to think that the U.S. military will back up the government and the lefties' side.
Wrong. You guys are fucking wrong.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Good luck. Yeah, anyways.
Okay, because this is not like the Civil War. I mean, the Civil War.
Right.
Where we were fighting for something.
Right.
Fighting for your feelings, no, doesn't happen. The government's not going to fight for your feelings.
Oh, well,
you guys want to start shit? Shit's going to get started, and shit's going to get ended real fast.
You know, that's the thing. Is they're like, oh, guns are the problem. No, guns are not the problem. Oh, yeah, so Congresswoman Porter from California is running for Senate against Adam Schiff.
Mm-hmm.
She's on the news the other day talking about that Lincoln Riley.
Right.
And saying, well, you can't judge all the immigrants on the actions of one. No, but you're going to judge all the fucking gun owners
on the actions
of one.
Of Democrats.
Right, of Democrats. Transgender fucking mass shooters.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Like, every mass shooter in this fucking country is a fucking Democrat. It's like some fucking retarded, you know, so, anyway. I'm a tranny and I need to shoot you because you don't believe in my cause. I'm this because you don't believe in my cause. It's like... Do some research, people, because once it comes out, the news story, it goes away.
Yeah. So, anyways, that was one thing we wanted to talk about.
Yeah, so you're talking about, she says climate change. So here, remember Joe, speaking of climate change, says he never makes fun of anybody?
Yeah.
Right? Listen.
The idea there's no such thing as climate change. I love that, Matt. I love some of my Neanderthal friends who still think there's no climate change.
Yeah. And that was at the Border Patrol thing the other day in Texas.
Yeah.
So,
but Neanderthal. Okay, first of all, no one says there's not climate change. Climate changes every day.
And the climate changes based on the rotation around the big fucking orbit thing in the sky called the sun, right?
Climate's changing. Like, look, right now, it's getting a little breezy out. That's a change in the climate.
Is it temperature or climate? So... The thing is, so the scientists say there's a difference between your daily temperature changes and the actual climate that we live in.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, fine, but the climate is cyclic. It's cyclic based on the rotation around the sun,
uh-huh.
The position of the Earth, the magnetic poles.
What are they going to do when the Earth flips poles and we all go flying off? You know, are they going to blame that one on?
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's like... These guys in Antarctica are pulling these cores of ice and saying they can tell when there's different warming or cooling periods. We've only been actually tracking weather since, what, the mid-1800s with accuracy, right?
Okay. I'm glad you said it was accuracy. Hasn't been that long? I mean, have we been that smart for that long?
Yeah. Well, I mean, with accuracy or with, you know, but, yeah. I mean, people have been taking diaries and for hundreds of years, maybe thousands of years. But with all of our models that we have and science that we've developed,
right?
You look back in records, whatever, you know, everyone starts to blame the industrial age back in the mid-1800s when we started using steam engines and this and that, and we're contributing
steam.
More.
Steam. It's fucking steam. You produce steam every day.
But once again, so just like all these people in Congress, going in front of Congress about all the climate change, I learned doing taking flight lessons was, okay, so our Earth, what of our atmosphere is like 78% nitrogen, some oxygen, whatever.
Yeah.
Do you know what the carbon dioxide percentage is in our total atmosphere?
No.
0.04%.
Oh, that's right. I saw that video.
Right?
Right. And then the machines or whatever that produce it is 0.01 or whatever.
Yeah, so
no, that's not me, dude. That's the government looking.
So we're trying to
what we're doing.
We're trying to mitigate and reduce carbon emissions for something that is 0.04% of our atmosphere.
Right.
And if you get below 0.02%, plants and trees and shit start dying. And those produce what? Oxygen.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not touching it. It's fucking moving all over the fucking. Get out of my fuck computer, FBI, you fucktards.
So, I'm just saying, so this whole climate change is bullshit.
It is. Well, you can't say that, though.
I just did.
Letitia's coming after us, man.
I just did.
Now we're going to be the next ones on our target, and you're Neanderthal.
Dude. I just saved 15% of my insurance.
Yeah.
So easy a caveman can do it. Hey, Fannie Willis. Let's go to Fannie.
Okay, let me see if I can find something on that real quick. I'll find it on here. Fannie Willis, you know, she's in all kinds of fucking trouble. Because of her boyfriend and all this other stuff. So now another whistleblower in her office comes out and says,
what'd they say?
That Fannie under fire, here we go. Her DEI training or whatever. Basically, there was this test, right? And it would put up a picture of a black guy and a white guy. And like, which one is bad? And it would not let the test move forward until you picked the white guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's... God damn it! FBI, get out of my computer, you fucktard!
Your screen's going all crazy.
I know. What the hell? I'm trying to do the show here.
So, she actually had them do a DEI test. See, this girl's so fucking stupid. She thinks she's smarter than everybody else.
Yeah.
But man,
forced to associate white with bad, judges ranked on skin color. And seriously, you had to do this test, and everybody in her office had to do it
in order to keep their jobs.
Yeah, otherwise they'd get fired. And it was like, white people are bad. And it's just like,
you know,
how could she?
her fucking office is, she's more of a train wreck every effing day, dude.
Right.
All right, so, anyways, have you been watching any of this trial?
What, her trial?
Well, you know, she's not on trial.
But she's not on trial, but allegedly, but.
But the trial to get her removed from the case and dismiss the case?
Yeah, I haven't been watching any of it. I just, what I read.
So, you know, I was watching, you know, turned on Fox News. I know you don't watch the news. I turned on the other day and they were interviewing the guy in the witness stand was the divorce lawyer for the dude, Wade, right? Yeah. And they worked together in the office.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he's been trying to sidestep and backtrack on previous statements about the relationship when it started. And there were some text messages that he was text messaging like, oh, no, it started before this. He goes, you know. And the lawyer's like making him read it, and you hear him under his breath like, dang.
Well, it's like, okay, so.
He got busted.
In this trial, I was watching stuff, and I said this to Lindy this morning. I'm looking at stuff, and they asked him, like, did you ever lay your head? Where did you lay your head? And he goes, I never laid my head there or whatever.
And I was like, yeah, because it was doggy style, motherfucker.
Well, no. Yeah, you probably never laid it, but it bobbed up and down a few times.
Did you do any hip thrusting at this location?
Yeah, exactly. Ask him the real questions, like, was there any penile penetration?
Were you slapping that ass, motherfucker?
Yeah, yeah.
That's racist.
But you want to know why I don't watch the fucking news?
Because of those two?
Because this is part of it. Listen to the fucking diatribe these two fucking go on.
Yeah.
What are we supposed to do with that?
I mean, see,
why do people are actually voting? Is there really one person voting for
that
guy?
Not just foreign languages.
How stupid would you have to be?
Foreign.
He can't complete a sentence. He can't complete a thought. He
talks about
Crooked Joe is the blood of countless victims. This is vicious violation. I mean, he just,
does
again.
Does he even, like, think about what he's going to say?
Does
somebody
prepare?
Give him a little piece of paper or something? Like, because that's clear he doesn't. He doesn't even think.
Well, but I think, I really don't know, Will.
These two are propagandists.
He can give us some insight on it.
Well, they used to be his friend.
He looks so lost and confused. Mm-hmm. He jumbles his words. He tries to read a little bit.
He's trying to be nasty.
Trying to be nasty, but when he does that fifth grade,
this
or
little
really
fucktard over here too.
Is that his name, Newsca? I mean, talk about losing about 18 miles off your fastball. Yeah. I mean, that guy, this guy's pitching 72 miles an hour down the middle of the plate. I mean,
Joe, and you couldn't even hit it.
It's not.
Joe, you would whiff on it every fucking time.
I could. And again, I just have to bring it up. He's lying, as he always does when he talks about the border. When he ran and was talking about the border wall, Barack Obama and Joe Biden had illegal border crossings on the southern border at a 50-year low.
Liar.
Bullshit. You
fucking liar. But this is why I can't watch the news. People like these two fucktards right here. So, because I can't, I don't.
Okay, so this is coming from a guy.
Because here's the deal. If you've noted, if you go on the web, you cannot email anybody anymore to file a complaint. Nobody has it. They want you to call them now.
And they don't want written record of anything?
Well, no, it's not that. They want to know who you are. Because you can email anonymously. I mean, you know, you can go to Gmail and create some fucked up account. So they don't want that anymore because they want to be able to know who you are.
No, I will actually go on their show and debate them with that fucking rant right there. You know, first of all, this coming from a fucking dude who used to be a Republican congressman, right? You know that, right?
No.
Yeah, he was a Republican congressman who got a left-wing show and He's married at the time and started banging her, having an affair with her, left Why? His wife for her.
Why? Look at her.
Right?
Yeah.
Mika Brzezinski.
I would never leave Lindy for her. Look at her.
You got to look at, and also, I need to do some research about her dad, Brzezinski. He was a hardcore leftist fucking communist motherfucker,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Communist?
Yeah, I think so.
Brzezinski sounds Russian to me.
But these two here are nothing but fucking Democrat fucking propagandists. Seriously.
Him too. I thought he used to be on, like, he used to be on NBC News.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, he must have got kicked off and now he's on MSNBC.
He used to be on ABC.
Did he? Are you sure?
Willie Geis.
So, it's, dude.
Good morning, America.
Yep. Yeah, all these leftists. I mean, that's why they call it MSDNC.
Uh-huh.
But, you
know. Yeah.
So, but back to Fanny.
Yeah.
I watched the video. It was a 10-minute closing argument of one of the lawyers against Fannie Willis.
Uh-huh.
Pointing out to the judge all of the conflicts of interest.
Mm-hmm.
Naming them specific, one by one by one. Yeah. And someone showed a picture of Fanny or a video of Fanny squirming in her fucking seat.
Yeah, she's like, oh. I didn't see the whole thing. I saw that she's slouching down, yeah. And then they pan over and here's the other dude sitting there and he's like, oh fuck,
right? Yeah. Seriously,
there goes a gravy train.
If this judge does not rule to remove her and dismiss this case,
uh-huh.
It's fucking rigged,
right?
Because you know this judge used to work for her, right? The judge on this case used to work for Fannie Willis.
Why does this fucking happen? Why do they not recuse themselves?
The judge on this case used to work for Fannie Willis.
My fucking God, this country is fucked.
It is.
You know, I'm an American, and I want my fucking country back.
Yeah.
You fucktards on the left, leave. This is not your, you know, this is our country. Not your country.
If you want socialism and shit so fucking bad.
Yeah, there's a lot of countries that practice.
Putin. No, Putin's your fucking hero, apparently. Because he has the type of government you love.
Yeah, and there was a video posted on Twitter. It's not apparently not that bad over there because everybody's like walking up and down the street, partying, having a good time.
So, you know, in my previous life, mm-hmm. previous career, I spent a lot of time in this former Soviet republic called Kazakhstan.
Uh-huh.
One that actually Hunter Biden made money from. I didn't realize that. Surprised I didn't run into him at the hotel.
Uh-huh.
I spent a lot of time in Kazakhstan.
Right.
And to be honest with you,
uh-huh.
there were parts where, you know, we grew up during the Cold War and you saw all the videos of the Soviet Union and you're like, man, that must be miserable. There are parts like some of the old cities.
Well, if you remember, every video was like, it was all gray sky. Yeah. and snow. Dude, the Russian front.
There are some of them.
You know, you grew up watching Hogan's Heroes. Oh, you're going to the Russian front.
So, my first few times down in Almaty in southern Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
Though, you know, like in Call of Duty, you got the really tall apartment buildings and the playgrounds on the concrete and stuff. And the skies are all dingy.
Yeah.
You go in there in the wintertime and you got the coal burning plants and these buildings. And it looks gray.
Dude, you go to the Midwest in the wintertime. It's gray. You got Pennington Ford or whatever. What's it called now? I can't remember.
But yeah, just that smell of the coal burning.
Yeah.
And that. But, you know, that's how they produce power for their people.
Yeah, Quaker Oats. Of course, it smells like crunch berries.
But, you know, but walking around there, you're going shopping at the malls, just walking downtown, going to the steakhouses.
Benford. Cool. That's what it was.
It was gorgeous over there, right? It was it was really cool. Mm-hmm. I never really felt unsafe.
Right.
Whereas here, I carry guns where I go.
Right.
Why?
Right, because of the illegal immigrants, like fucktard. Fucktardo, retardo.
Well, not only that, murderer. Even our own society. Mm-hmm. I'll say this is probably going to be racist, but if you're a certain skin color, say lately, you can commit crimes of violence against people. You can commit theft. You can commit assaults. You can commit robberies, and you're going to be fucking released.
Are you talking about Christopher Fantastic of the Gilbert Goose? Christopher Fantastic, dude, I want a name like that.
So
seriously,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, I'm sorry, but with me being a middle-aged white guy, one, I'm a target for fucking everything, apparently. Two, I'm supposedly apparently privileged where I'm not going to get charged.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you will, because look at Daniel Penny in New York, who defended people on a subway.
Yeah, and now he's still in jail when fucktardo, who beat up a cop, apparently is not getting charged.
Right. So
by blacktardo.
So you know what?
The DA.
That's why I carry a fucking gun, because at this point, I would rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. Fuck you.
Well,
you know what?
Got to make sure you're going to get the right 12, though. I mean,
yeah, we'll see.
It says members, but you're going to judge by your peers. I'm going to look at the jury and go, that fucktard is not my peer. Yeah. Right. Don't, you not put that blue haired son of a bitch on the fucking jury.
If a chick walks in with purple hair, nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. A dude walks in with blue hair, green hair, obviously dyed orange fucking hair. No.
And a nose
get
ring?
Get his fucking ass out of there. Because he is not my peer.
All right. So we were going to talk. We talked about Fanny.
Uh-huh.
We talked about Letitia.
Uh-huh.
We were going to talk about that pedo demo chick.
Oh, yeah, dude. Okay. And I'll play a clip real quick here. Just to wet your whistle, apparently. And you'll understand what we're talking about. This fucking broad is deranged.
What state was this?
I don't know. Let's see what the article says. It says, Democrat Senator Karen Berg calls pedophiles minor, blah, 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 pure evil. I don't know. I'm going to play it. You look it up.
Okay.
Okay. Her name is Karen Berg.
Kentucky State Senator.
Okay. So, Kentucky State Senator. So, apparently Kentucky's looking at, like, something. So, listen to this.
Well, this is a state where if a couple gets divorced, they're still brother and sister.
Okay. Okay, listen. Dude, man, that was like that thing. Where do you guys go for a date? Family reunions? Remember I sent you that clip on?
Yeah.
Is completely unfamiliar with child sex dolls. So I had, of course, to Google it last night. I was a little scared to put it in my search engine, but I did. And apparently, there is research on the subject. Not much. But there are what they call MAPS, minor attracted persons. And the limited amount of research that's done on these dolls, guys, suggests that they actually, for people who are attracted to minors, that these dolls actually decrease their proclivity to go out and attack children. That it actually gives them a release that makes them less likely to go outside of their home. And what was interesting is the research did not support the same conclusions for people who were adult attracted using dolls. That did not diminish their proclivity to engage other people, but for those with the... So I'm just a little concerned that, and like I say, the research is not very good, it is not comprehensive, but the research that is out there is conclusive.
Okay, so what you couldn't see, because this is a podcast and not a video show,
right,
is she's sitting here talking, trying to justify...
child sex dolls.
Right? So people, because it gives a release, and it shows all these guys in the Kentucky Senate, like, just... the looks of disgust on their face, they're holding their hands over their eyes, they're shaking their heads like, what the fuck is this bitch talking about?
First of all, MAPS is not a fucking real term.
Yeah. It's one trying to soften it to trying to get it to be acceptable. Yeah.
And so they use this thing every time. We've talked about it on the show previously. MAPS, minor attracted person. No, all it is just, you're a perv. You're a fucking pedophile. Chomo, you fucktard.
So the fact that she's trying to fucking justify it.
She's completely unfamiliar with child sex.
Stop. I don't want to hear you again. Just stop.
Oh, dude, that chick right there. I wonder all the blowback she's getting right now.
I don't know, but minor attractive. You guys are pervs. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, and. I'm sorry, Kitty Carryall. You fuck Kitty Carryall. You gotta watch a Brady Bunch every once in a while to know what I'm talking about. You know, they got Real Doll. Have you guys seen these? Real Doll? Have you heard about these? Lindy's shaking her head. Yes, you've actually heard of these things?
Mm-hmm.
It's a sex doll. And, dude, it's like... Here. It's like the real fucking thing. You're gonna tell me that some you got a toy doll of a little kid that's gonna release you, but you give some pervert a fucking he's prone to raping people. Give him a real doll and he'll use it. And he's still gonna run and rape people. I don't think so. Anyway, so it's time to change the course of the show here.
Okay. Left turn?
Left turn.
Or right turn.
No, real quick though, I'm gonna play this. You'll appreciate this, Mike.
Okay.
Joe Rogan, I'm not gonna say he's agnostic. He's not an atheist, right? He's agnostic for the most part, right? If you listen to his show. Just listen to what he says right here.
But I think as time rolls on, people are going to understand the need to have some sort of divine structure to things, some sort of belief in the sanctity of love and of truth. And a lot of that comes from religion. A lot of people's moral compass and the guidelines that they've used to follow to live a just and righteous life has come from religion. And unfortunately, a lot of very intelligent people, they dismiss all of the positive aspects of religion because they think that the stories are mere superstitious fairy tales, that, you know, they have no place in this modern world, and, you know, we're inherently good, and your ethics are based on your old moral compass, and we all have one, and that's not necessarily true. We need Jesus. I think for real. Like, if he came back now, it'd be great. Like, Jesus, if you're thinking about coming back.
Right now?
Now's a good time.
Yeah, pretty soon, yeah.
Now's a good time.
We have proof that the Red Sea crossed.
Okay, so he talked about fairy tales, right?
Uh-huh. He talked about that because I was going to bring this up during climate change. It's like the story, when we were talking about climate change, the story of Noah, right?
Mm-hmm.
The great flood and all this stuff. How do we know that wasn't this one of these cyclical fucking weather things that happen? Like, every once in a while.
You don't.
All right. So I'm going to play you a video that I found.
But back in the older days, they have to record, you know. So
they have to record things.
And they have to figure out, and they're not the smartest people back then, so.
So, but here's the thing. Okay, so, you know, I mean, obviously it's not a lie that I go to church. I'm a Christian.
Right.
Right, so I read the Holy Bible. But there's more and more things that are being discovered in Israel and in the Middle East right now that actually back up some of the stories of the Bible.
Right.
You know, things that you would not think are, like, how the hell, right?
Right.
Let me see if I can play this video. So, you talked about Moses and the Red Sea, right?
No.
Well, you talked about it.
The flood.
You talked about the flood, but Moses parting the Red Sea, leading his people out of Egypt and back into the deserts of
the Promised Land.
Right?
Yeah.
Let me play this for you.
Like, just artifacts on the bottom. We had those. We had chariot wheels on the bottom of the Red Sea. We had all these cool little artifacts. But the coolest thing that I saw is the shoreline. If you've ever watched the Ten Commandments movie, they have that big pillar of fire that came down. That's mentioned in the Bible, this pillar of fire. I just pictured these flames coming down. But when you go to that shoreline where it's documented to happen, the entire shoreline is melted sand. And it takes about 3,000 degrees or more to melt that sand. And it's evenly melted. You can almost see like footprints. There's stones infused in this melted sand. This is amazing. You don't hear about it. If it was a proof of evolution, it would be in every single textbook. But it's a proof that there was an exodus, like we're having today. You're talking about the exodus, people leaving the cities.
So, on the bottom of the Red Sea, there, in the area that Moses led the people out,
on
the bottom, there's certain chariot wheels from that time frame.
Right.
How'd they get there? How'd they get across? There's footprints.
I don't know. I'm just saying that I'm not debating that. I'm not saying that the flood didn't happen. I'm saying that there's reasons, you know, we don't know that this was not a cyclical thing.
We don't, but, you know, or...
And then these guys back in, like, 2,000 years ago...
Are documenting shit,
but they have to come up with a reason. Why did this happen? Well, God was pissed because, you know, people are butt-fucking each other here.
I look at it this way. Like, my wife asked me, she, you know... Uh-huh. Here, let me ask you this. Do you believe in aliens?
Do I? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. My wife asked me this, and she's more of a hardcore Christian than I am. And I told her, I said, yeah, I do. She goes, why? I go, okay, so here we believe in a divine God, right?
Because space is infinite.
We believe in God who created the heavens and earth.
Uh-huh.
You look at the space, what we can see. We can see galaxies and planets and universes all as far as what we're capable of, right?
Right.
I said, do you honestly think that we're the only ones that he created in the entire, this vast, unknown... You know, he was like, yeah, let's try this over here, let me try this over here.
I'm not even saying, like, I'm just saying that there's... Space is infinite, and it's ever-expanding.
Right.
And there's no way in hell that we are the only ones, you know, that...
Exactly. That's what I say. We're not the only ones, but... I do believe God created the universe, right? Because it had to start somehow. It couldn't create out of nothing.
Right.
Right?
Well, something happened.
Yeah. Organisms.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So God, you know, hey, let's do this over here. Let's do this over here. You know, one day for God could be 1,000 years for us, for all I know, right? Could be 1,000,000 years for us.
Well, that's the argument when you talk about the Bible and they say, well, in 7 days.
On day one. But... What is time to a guy who's timeless?
But then again, you know, we just don't know. You won't know until you die.
Right.
So you have to have faith one way or another.
Right.
But I.
But what?
Yeah.
Don't believe.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, see, you don't. I do. I mean.
And so, but I mean.
But I guarantee you, when it gets close to time, like you're just in case.
There's a phrase.
Worm food.
There's a phrase in the army. There's no atheist in a foxhole.
No, I'm just saying it happens to everybody because I have friends that got sick that were
atheists
that were not God fearing people.
And then all of a sudden,
but when they got the disease, cancer, it was
just in case. You,
they found God real fast.
Well,
you know what I mean. And I can see it. I have. Why not?
Whatever.
But here's the thing.
You're going to do it too. I guarantee it.
I do believe.
But we have to accept that everybody has different beliefs.
True. Exactly.
Yes. We have to accept that and not say that my belief is
but the, if you're a Democrat,
be all end
if,
all.
If you're a Democrat, you don't have
obviously
to
believe that.
Obviously, I'm not. But if you're a Democrat, you obviously don't have to believe that shit.
But see, Lindy, you're right. And that's the thing. It's part of its acceptance, right? And this used to be the way in the country. Okay, well, you know, you're a Buddhist and I'm a Christian, or you're a Catholic and I'm non-denominational. But, you know, it's like everyone pits everybody against each other.
Right.
It's like, you know what? I don't care. You want to believe in, whatever. You don't want to believe in anything? Great.
Underdog is the supreme being.
All right. I'm all for it.
But then again, you know, my beliefs seem to be under attack all the time as a Christian, you know, along with the Jewish
faith. All the time, just recently.
Yeah, well, from the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn Christian nationalists.
Yeah, Christian, you fucking terrorist. Jeez, you're like a double terrorist, man.
I know. What the fuck?
You might even be triple terrorist. Based on, we have to go back to the history of the show
so
to find out what level of terrorist you are.
FBI's coming right now. So, you know, but that's the thing. It's like, so, you know, it's just, anyway, so even agnostic people like Joe Rogan are starting to find that faith, there's a purpose for faith. There's a purpose for it. There's,
right.
You know, whether it's hope, whether it's morality, whether it's just keeping our, you know, when the leftists took God out of the schools and prayer out of the schools, everything started going down in our society. There's no more morals. There's no more respect for one another.
This fucking, fuck you, FBI. I'm getting fucking fed up. Them fucking my fucking computer. Okay, anyway. So, let's end the we're going to end the show now. We got all serious there for a second.
Yeah.
We're going to end it on a couple of fucking
comedic
items. So, you guys.
What, no music?
Yo, I got music. Trust me. Okay. I got music. So, Scott Lobato. Remember Scott Lobato?
Is that New Yorker dude?
Yeah. So he's holding these fake press conferences now, right? Like pretend like he's the press secretary. So and these are fucking classics. So watch this one. I'll explain the end of it to you though. I have to explain it, but this is the best one.
Hey folks, emergency press briefing today. Ton of shit to talk about. A ton of fucking shit. Big shit. Let's get to it, shall we? Forgive me, I'm late. I know I was supposed to be on a little while ago, but the Jenny McJubbs showed up at the strip club last night just when I was about to leave. So I didn't get home till a half an hour ago. See, we got everybody here. That guy with the hair lip from CNN. Jagger, how you doing? Rachel, Mad Cow is here. How you doing, Rachel? Sometimes I ask the questions. Rachel, how the fuck is your neck bigger than your fucking head? It's like a fucking 56 Buick holding up a Q-tip. Woof. John Lennon, I thought you got fired from every fucking job under the sun. You got fired from fucking Burger King, too? How'd you get in here? Oh, Chris Cuomo. Fredo, how you doing? The Godfather called. They want their line back. I'm smart, not like Pop says. Rest of you fucking clowns from MSNBC, mainstream media. You know what? I'm too hungover for this shit.
Big old middle finger. That middle finger trophy.
Yeah, he puts a big old fucking middle finger up on the fucking stage. I love that guy. I love that guy. So anyways, Miss America. Lindy wanted music. Miss America released a music video. Are we ready? USA, 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 Miss America, FJB, you've done enough damage. Trump's coming back to save the country, don't panic. FJB, FJ, Trump's our MVP. FJB, you've done enough damage. Trump's coming back to save the country, don't panic. Tell the liberals, don't panic. Now I love fake boobs, but I hate fake news. You can call me rude, but girls can't be dudes. Hunter Biden got subpoenaed, and now they wanna panic. Trying to mutilate our children and vaccinate the planet. We gotta vote, vote, vote. November 5th, take the White House back from Sleepy Joe. Vote for Trump. We gotta vote, vote, vote. November 5th, Trump.
Trump 2024's a less hope.
Trump train.
Now Kamala work for China. LeBron work for China. Have respect for your country and stand for the flag. Let's have a moment of silence for all the veterans that passed. Let's have a moment of silence. You Democrats are the past.
Red
FJB, you've done enough damage. Trump's coming back to save the country, don't panic. FJB,
FJB.
Trump's our MVP.
Here to go.
FJB, you've done enough damage. Trump's coming back to save the country, don't panic. Tell the liberals don't panic. Guess what? Hunter Biden's still high.
Hard to save up the money when they're doubling the rent. Hard to put it in the bank when it's already spent.
Please protect our children.
Protect our children.
From the groomers and the pedophiles. They can't ban us all. We sell them Twitter files. Stop trafficking our children right now. It's MAGA and Trump's gonna win. Biden's stealing them votes. He letting immigrants in. Vivek dropped out. Urano's doing this for clout. Gotta save our country, not burn it to the ground. FJB, you've done enough damage. Trump's coming back to save the country, don't panic. FJB,
FJB,
Trump's our MVP.
Here to go.
FJB, you've done enough damage. Trump's coming back to save the country, don't panic. Tell the liberals don't panic.
Fake boobs, not news.
That was pretty funny.
Well, there you go. So, anyways, I think that's about it for a week.
Yep.
Reach out to us. We're at didweoffendyou@gmail.com. We are on True Social at didweoffendyou. Yeah, you. And then we're on X, this fucking program that doesn't work half the time, and the FBI's on it. At didweoffendtheletteru.com. Listen, like, follow, share. Thank you for listening.